This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. commander of American and NATO forces in Afghanistan traveled to Pakistan Thursday for discussions on Afghan reconciliation efforts with Pakistan's military chief. General Scott Miller's visit came amid reports of a possible U.S. troop drawdown and a renewed push for a peace settlement with Taliban insurgents to end the 17-year-old war. Pakistan, which has been accused of sheltering Taliban leaders, took credit for organizing 2 days of direct talks between U.S. and insurgent officials earlier this month. There is little indication the partial federal shutdown in the United States is on its way toward a resolution. At the White House, Saagar Magani reports there is little to report.
Talks are continuing between the White House and Capitol Hill, but they're dragging. The Senate is due to be in session this afternoon, but few members are expected to be there. Lawmakers will get 24 hours notice before any vote, so those who left town for the holidays can get back.
Investors' hopes that U.S. markets might extend yesterday's high-powered gains have so far gone wanting. A day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared more than 1,000 points, by early this afternoon, the average was off more than 500 points. Protesters clashed with police for a third consecutive night in Tunisia, days after a journalist set himself on fire to denounce the country's economic problems. A National Guard spokesman said Thursday that protests took place in six different towns, including Kasserine, where the journalist killed himself. A similar suicide led to nationwide protests that brought down Tunisia's longtime authoritarian president in 2011. Journalists and trade unions in Sudan today call for more anti-government protests as the head of the country's parliament agreed to question the interior minister about the use of force against demonstrators. Protesters this week demanded the resignation of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who on Thursday accused those he called large Western states of provoking the economic crisis which embroils the country. This is VOA News. There are continuing fears in western Indonesia that the Krakatau volcano may have more heartache in store for people already suffering from the devastation of last week's tsunami.
Icelandic police said one child was among the dead and two were among the injured. The accident occurred Thursday morning when the vehicle slammed through a railing on the one-lane bridge at Skeiðarársandur, a vast sand plain in southern Iceland. The car landed on a rocky riverbank. Police say it remains unclear what caused the British driver to lose control of the vehicle, but temperatures were around freezing at the time. Police only identified the victims as British. Their names and ages have not been released. I'm Zeria Shackley.
That was a report on a sport utility crash in Iceland today, which had tragic results. As Zaria Shackley reported, three people were killed, others were critically injured.